trust. Rashi says, Kivan de Nefer, since the behemoth became also Bano, Mishamavaris Kechavim, is so, Toka Shem Kotchimine, it went away the Shem Kotchim from it. Vinasa Shalvazachavim, Kotchim, the Yofra Biyam was only dirt, dirt. The Sulay Mechaibulem, Mishem Shkutechutz, it shouldn't be an Issa Shkutechutz.
We're talking about that it's a bird here. It's a chate soif. To cool the b'had yadodi kosi by chate soif, you only have to make a mlik or make a shvita on one simin. So with this one simin, you're over the yisra shkut echutz, you make a shvita b'chutz, you're over the yisra Shabbos, and you're over the yisra b'edizor. Now the Gemara says, Michti, let's see. Rav Huna keman omu l'shemayet huz, Rav Huna says, Allah alaik, the chura kulu like ula, aibu ula, maisa koldu kom, according to ula, you don't even have to shech the kaplin simen. It's a maisa koldu. Rashi says, kivun yom rafun is simen echad, v'yasam chalem milsayad ula. If so, according to ula, it's a maisa koldu, even one simen you don't have to shech the shem abadis hachavim. You don't have to have a gemar shchita. Just one simen alone, as soon as you start it right away, it becomes osa. If so, you're also, as soon as you started the shchit, even before you finished it, it becomes also bano. So again, there should not be an issue of shchut echutz, because before you finish the shchit, it's already also bano. It's like offer. There shouldn't be any issue. Ela, rather, the case must be ela biyomer the gemar zivichu oivda. The case is talking about where the person speaks that clearly, that he doesn't want to do it l'shem avoy dezor at the beginning of the shchita, but it's only at the end of the shchita. So now, could we talk about a regular behemoth? He's saying clearly, he first wants it to be done l'shem avoy dezor by the end of the shchita. So therefore, it's called the complete shchita, and therefore, there's nisha shchut echut, and nisha Shabbos, and nisha avoy dezor. So more is the question, yihochi, that's the pshat. Did he tell him that we're talking about he made it tonight light, that he first wants to be over the avoy dezor? By the Gemazvi Chiyochiv, so the Gemara is, my Iri Chatis. What do we have to say? The case is by Korban Chatis, that also has a Chatis Oif, Lishamin and Zevel. Let us just say by regular Korban. Any Korban, there's the Issa Shchut Echutz, and there's Nissa Shabbos, and there's Nissa Avoda Zora. How can it fix with Afkar and the Chatis for? So it's Mashman, it has to do with the Chatis, the fact the Chatis has a Chatis Oif, that it's only one Simen. And not because the stam you're having a machshava to do it at the b'shas the gemar zavicha. Samar says rather el omer mazut. Mazut says like this: mishmei the rav papa, name of rav papa. That hocha b'mayaskino. We're talking about over here hocha b'mayaskino. Kegoyin shehoye chatzi kono pogum. That the kono, the windpipe, was half cut already. Exactly halfway, chatzi kono was pogum. Voice the fall of kol shu. Now he finished it off a little bit more, which was the shchita, the gomru, and that's how we finished the shchita. The kula v'hadi adodi kosin. Everything comes together. Now we're talking about taka chate soif, and by chate soif it's enough just to shecht one simen. The question was though, was the maisa koldu at the beginning of the shchita already becomes asa banos? And the Issa Shchut Echutz is first at the end of the Shchita, even one Simen. So the answer is no, we're talking about now that the Simen was Chatzi Pogum. So all you have to do is just one little slice and you make it into a Shchita. So that little Purta, it all comes with Vasachas. That's why it says, the Chatzis means the Chatzis Oif, that you could have all three come with Vasachas with that one little cut. After halfway that you make a kosher shchita, now that shchita makes it for nisa shchut echutz, makes it for nisa shchita on Shabbos, and it makes it for nisa shchita l'shem avoy dezara. The Omer Papa says, "Ilav the Omer Rafun." If it wasn't Rafun who said that simin echod lehev, if ilav the Omer Rafun is simin echod lehev echatis tiyufto. If it wouldn't have been the fact of Huni said over the name of Ula, that it's enough to have a Maisa called who a Simen Echod, if it wouldn't be the Pshawal Ula said that the Simen Echod means even a Maisa called who, if without that, Lehevi Chatas Tiyufta. Then the fact that it says the Korban Chatas would not be a Tiyufta to say the way we were learning before. Drashi, Lehevi Chatas Tiyufta the Ula of Mereisha, Kiyavi Sagan, because the Havamina was talking about a Behema. could have said to say Maisa Rabaka Ma'ula. Dainu Gemar Maisa. Maybe that the Ula said a Maisa means a Maisa Rabba. If not for what he said over clearly means a Maisa Koldu. If not for that memory, I would have thought to say that my Mor says my Maisa. What does it mean to say you have to do a Maisa? Maisa Rabba means say a Gansa Shchita. When you make a whole Maisa, then you can make it also Bano. So but I would have thought to say it has to be a complete Maisa, means a whole Maisa Shchita. It's only at the end of the Maisa Shchita that it becomes also Bano, and not before. Because the rule is over before the Eidus that no, he meant to say even the Maisa Koldu, therefore we have to say the case is talking about a Chatzis Leif, and where the corner was Chatzis Pogrom, was already half sliced, there was a Pagama hole there halfway through already, and it's not a treif yet by the corner, so all you have to do is just cut a little bit more, the Shem Shkita, because for Shkita. Now, the Yom Rav Papa says, Ilav the Yom Rav Hun, if not the Rav Hun is said, Behemis Chaveroi, we want to say the Chiddush B'Dolma, even by a Behemis Chaver, belongs to your Chaver, not your own. Well, you have a Chatis Tiyufta, then Chatis also will not be a Kasha, even according to the Havimini we're talking about, you made a complete Shchita to Simonim. Because my time of the day, Motzi Osor, my time will be the reason, my time of the day, Motzi Osor is only Kirasa. The Chaver le Motzi Asa, but your friend's Behemah, you can't Asa. So since this chattis light doesn't, the chattis is the kahanim's, Rashi Vahai chattis the kahanimu, as it doesn't belong to the owner, I would have thought to say that you can't answer it. So without Rav Huna's chiddush that you could answer your behemoth chaveroi, I would have thought to say, no, you cannot ask your behemoth chaveroi with a maisa koldu. So Mara said, pshit, of course, without Rav Huna, of course that would have been the svaro. So Mara says, no, now the time I would have thought to say, kivun the kornel and the kapora. Since the owner receives a kapora from this korban chatis, k'didei dam yer, maybe the kapora alone is considered like it's his own korban, his own animal. So therefore, he could ask even with a kolshu, k'mash malon, that's the chiddush know, that l'maisa, since it's a chatis, when you once you mark the shit, it like now it like belongs to the kahanim. The kahanim are ones that gets the boss here. So therefore, even though you go and shecht it now, l'shem and avoid the zara, I would have thought to say you cannot answer it without the fullness halacha that you could answer. Beimis chaveru with a maisa koldu, I would have thought to say no with a maisa koldu you cannot answer beimis chaveroi. And here the korban like does not belong to you anymore. Once you mark the shit, it belongs to the kahanim. So without Rav Huna's Chiddush, there wouldn't be any kasher why you have to have a complete Maisa Shchita and why all three come together. It's only after Rav Huna's Chiddush that a person could ask even a behemoth that doesn't belong to you. Then the question was, as soon as you start off the Shchita, Maisa Koldu, with that little Maisa, even though that behemoth doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the Kahanim, with your little Shchita, L'shem Avoy Dezara, right away you make it Asa Bano. That was the question. If it becomes also Beno, it's like Afer, it's like dust already. It's meant to be Saraf. Since so, why is there an Issa Shchut Echut? Why is there an Issa Shabbos? And that's the answer we're talking about now. Chatas means a Chatas Oif. And the Chatzi Kona Pogom, that all you have to do is just a little bit Maisa Kodu to finish off the Shchita. That little Maisa finishes off the Shchita, the Shchut Echut, and the Issa Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak Amram, they both say that ain't all the moisa dovish and ishloi. No, you cannot ask for something that doesn't belong to you. And Rashi says, I feel the Gemara Maisa. Even though you do a complete Maisa Shchita, still, you cannot ask for a dovish that doesn't belong to you. Only if it's yours, you can make it also. If it doesn't belong to you, you can't make it also. And this Gemara is the question. Maisa, we have a question. It says, Ha shoychet chatis peshabis. You shech the korban chatis on Shabbos b'shoigig outside the Beis Hamikdash of the Zohar. You have to be three chatois. For your communion, we said the case talking about the chatis soif or the chatis korban pogim. That was the whole term we just said before. Talking about a chatis soif, you only have to have one simin, and even that simin where it's already chatis korban pogim, there's a hole going through half the korban already. So you have to do just a little bit ma'isa shchita. All three come together. Now, time with the chatis soifu. To kula v'had yadodi kosin. What's the case? They were talking about a chatis soif that all three come exactly the same time. Avozevach by korban lo. We're not talking about a korban. Now the question is why v'yeinod moisa dov v'shenish loy ma'ir chatis soif avil chatis beim and nami be the same thing.
the lechura doesn't belong to you. But since it doesn't belong to you, even though you're doing a shchit l'shem avodah zarah, it doesn't become osur b'anor. So it's good why it's called the shchut echutz, why it's called the shchit on Shabbos. So what do you have to say? It's talking about a chatas sofer, even a chatas beim also. If Yodi can't answer a dove shem nishaloi, since it doesn't belong to you, you can't answer the korban. So it won't be an isa, it won't become osur b'anor. So my answer is no. According to them, you'll have to answer that Kivon the Kanyalele Kapor, since the owner, the original owner, even though once he's marked, they should have belonged to the Kahanim, they eat from the meat. But since the original owner receives a kapor of forgiveness from this Korban Chatis, he's Kadidei Damya, that's all considered like his, and therefore when he makes the Shchit L'Shem Avodah Zarah, he can answer it. And therefore, with the Shchit the Koldo, with the Shchit the Purt at the beginning of it, it already becomes Asa Bano, it's like Machtach B'Yofa Dami. So you won't have the Asa Shchut Echutz, and that's still needed Teretz, we're talking about Afka, Chatis Oif, that all you need is a shchit and one simen, and even that one simen, it was already a chatzi kona pog. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. You're holding that mem aleph from an aleph on top. And the last shaila was that first we had a rapuna that said, Odom oisa dov eshen shloi ayidei maisa. If you make a shchit on a behemoth chaveroi, the verse of Puna said, you do make it also. The Eskimo he had was that Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak Amram, they both say no, that ain't Adam Oysa Dov Hashem Shaloi. If the animal doesn't belong to you, you can't ask for it, even though you do mice, even though you do a shchita to the animal, still you cannot ask for an animal that belongs to your chaver. And the Eskimo asked the question, Meisvei, it says, Hashrichet Chattis B'Shabbos. If somebody shechs the korban chatis on Shabbos b'chutz outside the azaro, li'avodat kechavim, and he also does l'shem avodah zarah, so it says chayiv shalosh chatois. If he does it b'shogeg, he's chayiv three chatois. First of all, it's on Shabbos and making a shchita on Shabbos. Then you're doing an aveira of shchut echutz. Then you're doing l'shem avodah zarah. And the community before we had a question that l'chur, as soon as you start to do the shchita, l'shem avodah zarah, right away becomes offer b'yalma. So it's not called an Yisra Shchut Echutz anymore. Zeinach Nami, for the Yisra Shabbos, that wouldn't be Kasha, because by Shabbos, the Chayefim, Netilus Neshama, Lamaist, you killed the animal, even without a Shchita. But you killed an animal on Shabbos, without your Chayef Echatis. But our Shchut Echutz, you only Chayef, you do a Maist Shchita. So Kasha was, at the beginning of the Shchita, when you do the Shem by the Zoro, since it becomes Osta Banoa, it's like Ephes, like dust, it's not called a Shchita, so why you Chayef? So Morris says, we came out the case talking about a chatas oif. Or the chatzi kona pogim. We're talking about it's a chatas. Because the oif is, you have a chatas oif. And all you have to shecht is just one simen. We're talking about now that kona, the windpipe, was already chatzi kona pogim. It had a pogam, it had a nekib through half of it. So all you had to do was just a drop more for the shem shchita. So that drop more, the shem shchita, that's when both the yisra shchut echutz. The Yisra of Tilt Hashem or Shabbos came, and the Yisra of L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Now, time more the Chatas Seif. Why do we have to say something about a Chatas Seif? The Kula B'Hadi Adodi Kassin, because all three Yisurim come together. Avuzevach Leif, but if it would have been some a regular Korban then Loi, because a regular Korban, an animal, even though it's a Chatas, you have to Shech Tusim on him. So something needs two simonim, there we said as soon as you make the beginning of the shchita, the shem of the zara, that makes it asa banos, it's not called the shchita. So you see, at the beginning of the shchita, the korban chatis, it already becomes asa banos, the shem of the zara. Now the question is, on top of mem aleph, the question